Hi.
Hello.
I'm Allie.
I'm Hannah.
And you're listening to
What's on Your Mind?
And why was that so snappy, Hannah?
Because she's right here.
Woo!
We're together recording for the first time in months.
Since maybe March.
March.
March,
we did at your house.
We did one. Yeah. And today is our drinking episode, which was why we had to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What are we drinking today, Hannah? What's on the menu?
We're drinking Bumbokje?
Actually, I don't mean...
No, it's some kind
plum
of...
Wine.
It's some kind of plum wine. It's not. We wanted to get the raspberry one, but like the raspberry wine that we told you in episode one.
Yeah, episode one, season
episode
three.
One, don't give raspberry wine to your grandpa. We wanted to get that one, but... We couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost discontinued or they are having like a restocking problem because I went to 3 Panty Jumps, you went to 2, and there's nothing.
Nothing.
Or maybe they like changed the label and we just, I actually read the labels of everything too and there's nothing there.
Yeah. So is this more like Meishu?
This is like a Chinese like plum wine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever.
It smells like a Chinese plum wine. It smells great. It's 16%. I haven't eaten dinner. Hannah hasn't eaten dinner. We're probably going to get a little bit tipsy. The aim of the game. What do you think?
ASMR sniffing.
What do you think?
It smells nice.
Yeah. It smells, it's like a sweet, it smells like a plum wine.
Yeah. Yeah. It smells good. It smells good.
And what game are we playing?
We're playing Never Have I Ever.
So this is your chance,
like
everybody
university
listening.
University trash that we are. No, actually, I love this game.
I am university trash.
Yes, true. It's true. You are.
For those of you who don't know the rules of Never Have I Ever, the person speaking says something they've never done. And traditionally, you put down a finger if you've done it. When you have 5 fingers down, you drink. But we're going to do a shot every time we've done something that the other one says.
The way we play in England.
Yeah. Well, maybe the way you played, I was like, I always played like that with my friends. Probably we did. Can't really remember. But what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Haven't even had a drink yet. you can play at home with us. So if you've done it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that's sad, you having drink. Get your friends.
Just sat having a shot.
Get your friends. Listen to this podcast together with them. If you've done this thing in Korea, then you can drink with us.
Yes.
And see who you're more like, me or Hannah. So I guess for obvious reasons, there's no culture corner this week.
Yep.
We don't even have a word yet.
Oh, we don't.
Do plum.
We? Plum. There you go. Plum. It kind of fits.
That
with
fits your
mine.
Theme. It fits perfectly.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Plums.
And it's my week. That's right.
Incredible.
Cool.
You ready for this?
I think so.
Bring it on.
I've just come. Oh.
Monty's joining us. Yeah,
showered my knee.
Ooh,
lovely. he just took a sniff of that plum wine.
yeah, that's why he's sniffing. He's like, I'm not sure about that. He's sniffing a lot. He's sneezing a lot now.
I think I'm ready. I've just come back from a day of kindergarten. We'll see how I go.
Okay. Well, then let me start
ready?
You off. Yeah, I'm totally ready. Good. I'm a student on summer break. It's Friday night, and I've got plum wine in front of me. I'm ready. You ready for my first one?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, guys, so remember, I've not done these things that I've said. And if Hannah's done it, she's going to have a drink and she has to tell the story if you've done
it. Yes, right.
Or if neither of us have done it, we can say maybe why we haven't or if we want to.
Yeah.
So the first one is, never have I ever gone on an exclusively Korean dating site.
I have.
Really?
I have
some, like, weird memory in the back of my head. Well, take a shot, girl.
Okay. Are you guys going to hear this? I don't know if you will. That's a
just
big
slurp
shot.
Slurp it. That's literally the size of your shot glass. Ew. Okay, now some people don't like ASMR, like me. You only did half of it.
Huh?
She only did half of her shot, guys. What kind of show are we running here?
Oh, that was... 2 shots in one. That was a big one. It's like nice. It tastes nice. Do you smell it, Monty? It tastes nice, but it also has that. It's almost
don't try and distract from the Korean app dating story.
Okay.
Don't try.
I went on. I've been on a couple, actually, but usually. So there's one called Noon Date,
Noon date. Like, because it's like 12 in the afternoon.
Yeah. So you basically get cards that you can pick from and you choose between like two different people.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
And then you get a new card every noon. Like,
so you only get two people a day? Or maybe even one person a day?
It's a few. I think you get to choose from a few. It's a little bit like Coffee Meets Bagel.
I don't even know that one.
Oh, okay. You get like eight different people that you can choose from each day.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. That like makes you think more carefully.
Exactly. That's exactly why they do it.
But two feels like so limited.
I think it's a bit more than two, but basically at noon every day you get new choices.
Interesting.
On that one. So I've been on that one, and then I also went on, but I could not figure it out. So I usually with these ones I download because I'm like at a desperate point. So or I'm like I'm just like sick of Tinder or something. So yeah. I download a new one. I'm like, ooh, this one looks cool. Let's try this one. Mm-hmm. And I download it and I set up a profile, and then I'm like, this is way too complicated and I don't want to look at this. And
because they're almost like more like matchmaking marriage apps, I feel like, Korean dating apps.
Yeah, some of them are. This one, I really couldn't figure this one
out.
What's
it called?
Well, the other one was, I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically for the guys who join that site mm-hmm. have gone to one of the Sky yes. universities, or they have to be in one of the top something
businesses.
Companies in the country.
I've heard about that.
They like have to verify their information with.
That's just insane.
Yeah, right. So I went on that one and I just
so precious.
I couldn't figure it out, and it's all in Korean, like, which wasn't too much of a. It wasn't too hard. Like, I could figure out the stuff I needed to. But then I was like, what am I doing here? Like,
I was gonna say, did you know that? Like, you wanted to date a guy from Sky?
I didn't join it because I like purposefully wanted to date a guy who'd been to a Sky university right. or who was in a top company, but I was like, it's just another option. Like,
for those of you who don't know, Sky is Seoul National University, Korea University, Yonsei University, the three biggest.
Three in the country.
Yeah. But it should be Kasai, because Korea is number one. No, it's not. Okay.
So yeah, I've joined a couple, and usually I delete them after after a day or two, if not like after 10 minutes.
I downloaded Tandem, which is a language exchange app that I've used like for so like many times, but I deleted it for a while. I'm single, for those of you listening. Mm-hmm. So it was literally 10 minutes. I got like 30 messages.
Yeah.
Zero of them were women, and I talked to like one guy. Mm-hmm. I told him that I had dressed up as Robin from Stranger Things for Halloween, and the first thing he goes was like, I'll be your Steve. Like, oh, I wish I had been there. I can always be your Steve. Like, well, which is funny because Robin's gay, first of all. And then I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, I actually had a Steve. And then I was like, I can't do this. And I literally deleted it after 10 minutes. And that was a language exchange app.
Yeah.
So
have you ever used Meef?
Oh my goodness. Meef is the most chaotic.
Nuts. Yeah.
Horn dog. I'm sorry, I have to say it. People on there are thirsty.
It's really
man.
True.
If you are thirsty and want to talk to Korean guys,
I mean, like,
Meef
is just nuts, especially if you're a woman in your like early to mid 20s, and you're foreign.
Oh,
my goodness.
Foreign women, I mean, it's supposed to be.
So Meef is supposed to, yes, they say it's for making friends.
I see that about Hello Talk too.
Yeah, right. That's a language one, isn't it?
Tandem is, I would say, the most like friendly.
Definitely. But Meef, like, if you download it and you make a profile, the second that your photo is approved by the moderators at Meef, you get people who like enter your waiting room, and then you say yes to whether or not you want to like mm-hmm. let them open a chat, or whether you want to open a chat with them. Mm-hmm. So all of these people, and it literally is bam, bam, like you have to turn your notifications
thousands.
Off. It's bam, 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 bam. All these notifications pop up all at the same time of these people.
They're all
entering
like
your
all Korean guys
waiting
too.
Room. Yeah,
I'm like, what?
It is.
And then like you walk
absolutely
around.
Absolutely nuts.
You walk around Seoul and like you see people living their lives, and you're like, who are these thousands of Korean guys? Where are they?
Yeah.
They're just sitting at home on Meef.
But I mean, there are 15 million. No.
I know, but it's like, like you said,
yeah,
it's insane.
15 million
and
people.
It's also, yeah, there's 15 million people, but then you're talking about like Korean guys who know about this app, first of all, who want to talk to foreign women. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, that's like.
Where are you in real life?
Yeah, like, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, there can't be that many for the amount of messages I get. Are they all just sitting at home?
Right.
Yeah, I feel like people who use me are just all sitting
at home. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that was a long answer. I need a shot. Give me one.
Okay. I have never.
No.
Never have I ever?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Chills. In Korea, they do that. I have never.
You're wrong.
Never have I ever. Never have I ever met a celebrity here.
Like, talked to them?
Seen one. I've never seen one.
Oh, okay.
You have?
Do a shot. And I'm going to do the whole shot glass, Missy.
All right. Ease myself into it.
Oh, I like I like you know, like when you kind of breathe in first, and then it goes down that one part of your throat that it shouldn't go down,
the wrong hole.
It's burning. Woo! Ooh, that doesn't taste as good as that. Oh, that's really strong. That's strong.
Pull
that's
me
like worse
one.
Than the ones in China. Sorry. I've seen quite a lot of celebrities. So
you're pouring these big glasses, girl.
Sorry, you can drink half of that, honestly. So in Korea, I've seen, I saw them filming, I'm sorry, I don't remember the actresses' names, but I saw the two main actresses of Girl Cops. Is a model, you know, and one is the mom from, she's the Cheetah, Nai Cheetah mom from Reply 1988.
Yeah.
I've seen a Korean comedian at a bar in Gyeongnidang-gae. I've seen...
Who?
I don't know his name. Oh, I just knew him and then
I just realized that
Jin.
I have seen a celebrity here.
Oh.
So I guess I have to take a shot. Yeah.
And for those of you listening while Hannah drinks half of her shot, I didn't see them in Korea, but the ones people might know, I met Lee Byung-hun and I met Lee Jae-hoon in London.
Sorry.
And that was more of an actual meeting.
Yeah.
They were great. Lee Byung-hun looked really tired and he was small, and Lee Jae-hoon was the most perfect human being I think I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
I mean, he was also a model before he was an actor. So who did you see?
I mean, I totally forgot that we had a celebrity dad at my school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. YDG.
Yeah, right.
YDG is a rapper. I had a mini freak out because I'm a fan. And he had his like curly fro. It was great. I've probably seen a lot more celebrities too.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of them hang out around here. There was the guy from Itaewon Class, the bad guy. He was like in a coffee shop in
Haebangcheon. Oh, yeah, right.
Rap Monster was in Haebangcheon recently.
Yeah.
People are going to freak out when they hear that. Rap Monster is from BTS, for those of you who don't know.
And then I sent that to you guys, and you guys were like, it's so creepy.
We thought like because you had found it from somebody else, but we thought you were following Rap Monster. So we were like, wow, we didn't know you were
that's
BTS
true.
Fan.
That's true. Someone that I follow had posted, they'd posted his picture. Like he'd posted a bunch of pictures on Instagram. And they... like in a one post thing in a carousel, and they had shared one of the pictures on their story. So I was like, "What is this picture?" So I clicked on it and I was like, "Oh, it's the Rap Monster thing, whatever." And I scrolled through the pictures, and then right at the end there was this one picture of a wine glass on like a narrow balcony outside a bar, looking from the balcony out to the road. And I was like, "Hang on a minute, I think I recognize that road." And it turned out it was actually the road in Haebangcheon, and I was like, I sent it to the guys, to you guys.
I just realized, I'm not going to say her name, but our friend is famous.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so. That's right. Yeah, that's so true.
She's actually famous.
Yeah. Any of my friends that I ever mention her to is like, oh my God.
Absolutely. Yeah. I literally said to one of my lab mates, I said, I'm meeting my friend, I was supposed to meet her today. She got sick, and they said, "Oh, like how'd you meet her?" And I said, "Oh, I went to her meetup. Like she had a meetup, and then I don't know how it happened, but somehow I said her first name, and they kind of were like, they kind of looked at me like that. They thought of her immediately as I said that name, and they were like, "It's not this person, is it?" And I was like, "Oh no, actually, that's so funny. It is her." And then they were like, "Oh my gosh, how can you know her?"
Yeah,
absolutely. because she was famous in the early 2000s, so she like a lot of people our age kind of grew up with her.
Yes, it's true.
She stepped away from it for many reasons, but yeah. Funny.
I always forget that.
I think about that often because I know, like, if I ever have a picture with her or if I show somebody my friends, they always recognize her. So
yeah, that's right.
And she's like freaking gorgeous. So every time I see her, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, true.
That was a good one.
Yeah, cool.
Probably there've been more, but my next one is a quick shot question.
A quick shot, as in, you know, I'm gonna have to take
it's
a shot.
Not a long story.
Okay.
Never have I ever had sweet potato crust pizza.
Sweet potato crust?
Like where they make the crust out of sweet potato flour.
I have never.
It's a bright yellow flour
I don't think so.
Pizza.
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
Had that's super common in Korea, guys.
I've had pizza which has like a sweet potato paste around
the crust.
Or probably even inside the crust once, but I don't think I've ever had a sweet potato crust pizza. I have, however, had a blueberry crust pizza because sometimes they just make that
finish
as like
shot.
The standard.
That's even worse.
I didn't order it, okay? It's usually like been at work and they've ordered the pizza. I will do the
my
shot.
My eyebrows are raised as far onto my forehead as possible. Was it with like a gorgonzola and honey?
No, as in it's just like a regular fucking like it's just like a regular combination as in the name is combination here, like it's usually ham and seafood and stuff, which I don't like anyway, but free pizza at school, like I'm not gonna say no.
It was at school.
Yeah, I would
with
never
a blueberry crust.
Yeah, I would never order, no, as in not school, like lunch school, like we've been working late or it's been at like a hoeshik or something.
Oh, okay.
Like a work dinner. I've never purposefully ordered it, but some pizza places just have it as their standard crust.
So I've had a black crust pizza, not made from squid ink, but I think it's just like
charcoal.
Yeah, it's probably just some kind of just to make it look fancy, I think.
Yeah.
But it was not blueberry. Listen, I'm about to commit social suicide on our podcast.
Why?
So you've seen The Princess Diaries, right?
Yeah.
At the very end, I can't believe it's happening. Michael gets her the pizza with M&Ms and says, "I'm sorry." He spells it out in M&Ms, right? Yeah. So as a child, I'm like, well, I have to try M&Ms on pizza. It's so freaking good. Like when you bite into like a real, because it melts a little bit. And it's like the combination
I do
of
like
the cheese.
M&Ms.
On pizza.
Never know.
Listen, if it's good enough for Mia Thermopolis, it's good enough. Anyways, my point is, don't knock it till you try it. It's like a combination of this, the salty, the cheese, and the chocolate. Not like covered in M&Ms.
There are
like
a lot of things. There are a lot of things that, having lived here now, there are a lot of things that I won't knock until I've tried them.
Well, we're going to get pizza tonight, so I'm just going to throw it out there that we grab a pack of M&Ms on the way, and you just try one bite.
All right. I'm done.
It's a shame we don't have it right now. But my point is, I might like the blueberry crust, because I do like M&Ms on pizza.
Okay. The blueberry, because really it didn't taste like blueberry.
Come at me. My Instagram is at pinpoint.korea. You want to fight me?
You know what we'll do?
Message me.
Because to let you guys know, break the illusion, whatever. We're recording this on the Friday. So if you're listening to this on the Wednesday that we release this, excuse me, I'm really sorry. If you're listening on the Wednesday that we release this, we are recording the previous Friday. So we will record a video of me trying M&Ms on pizza.
Okay.
And we will put it on our Instagram.
All right.
Okay.
Allow my social suicide to become social murder. Thanks, Hannah. Okay.
Ready for another one?
Yeah, I'm super ready.
All right. We're kind of changing gears a little bit. We're like shifting down.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever done a temple stay.
I've never done a temple stay.
Have you not?
No.
I thought you had.
I was gonna get you with that one. I only had one shot.
Oh, interesting.
I'm feeling buzz. Come on. I want to.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, for those of you who don't know, Temple Stay is where you go and you pay to spend the night, typically 1 to 3 days at a temple in Korea. They do them all over the country. You can find all the information in English. Just go to templestay.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Korea, you can go to the Temple Stay office. It's right across from Jogyesa Temple, and they have English speaking staff members, and you can book there. And there's a lot in Seoul there as well. I think for me, it's, I think I've kind of always avoided it because I used to be like an avid practicing Buddhist. Yeah. And so, but I know a lot of people who go to temple stays are new to Buddhism.
Yeah.
And so I think I always think, okay, I'm going to go there with the mindset to be like really, really into it. But I think people are.
But it might not be catered towards people like you.
I think I'm kind of nervous about, spending my time with people who are just kind of doing it for fun, which it seems like a lot of people do. But I also know people are doing it seriously, so I should give it a try.
Yeah.
It also costs money.
Yeah.
Which I feel weird about, because, like, if I just go to the temple, do my meditation and prayers, and then leave,
I guess at least the money goes towards the temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they need the money?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I haven't done one. I mean, obviously, because I just said I've never have I ever. But I'm not, like, against doing one. Like, I would do one if someone was like, oh, I really want to go do a temple stay. And
I would do one at, like, Gyeokcheonsa in Jeju, like, somewhere with amazing views.
I would do one somewhere amazing. But for me, really, like, I love going to temples, but I don't feel compelled to stay at one. I don't feel, also they wake you up at 4 a.m. And right. I'm like, no, I'm good. I can wake up at 9 a.m. and drive myself there and still have a lovely time.
Yeah.
So
it's almost designed as if you were a Buddhist lay person, but then the people who do it typically aren't.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
That was a good one though.
Cool.
Surprise.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you'd done one.
I know you've done the next one.
Oh. Well, I don't have a drink ready.
Oh.
Pour me one.
Mashallah. Thank you.
What are you doing
to me? I'm just pouring the shot. It's hard to stop halfway through, you know? Oh, you got to think. Yeah. That's Karen. It. Cool. Never have I ever gotten a tattoo in Korea.
Oh, I did
get 4 piercings today.
Oh, you did. That's true. 4?
Yeah.
You get the other side done too?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah, okay. Nice.
So,
I have. Oh, let me do my drink.
I love how I said 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 2, for those of you who know, I got 2 helix piercings and I re pierced my second lobe piercing. Cool. That's all. The sounds we make as we drink this plum wine.
Oh.
Woo!
Oh, sorry.
Get it. What tattoo did you get in Korea, Hannah?
I've had 2. Well, do you count it as 2 or 3?
Two. I usually count tattoos like a
session almost. Yeah. Like a set. Yeah, right. So I have 2 tattoos, although one of my tattoos is split into 2. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen them, or you might have seen them at least. I have one on my upper thigh, which is
Mother of Pearl.
It's like a Mother of Pearl style. So if you've ever seen that, the furniture, or like even like trinket boxes, or you can get it in all sorts now, but most people have seen it in the trinket boxes that they sell as souvenirs, but also it comes as like big pieces of furniture, mirrors and wardrobes and stuff. And it's Mother of Pearl inlaid into typically, like, the most classic is into black, like, lacquerware items. And it's done in that style, but the image is of the 2 rabbits that are making rice cakes on the moon, which comes from a Korean folktale. Yeah,
season
we did.
2?
We did?
Mm-hmm.
You remember better than me.
You talked about it,
I did? Oh, my God. Okay.
I think it was like for a Chuseok episode.
Okay.
Season 1 or season 2.
That would make sense, yeah. So I have the two rabbits making rice cakes in the, it's called Jage, in the Jage style, that Mother of Pearl inlay style. And then I also, on my like
shoulder, your
shoulders,
front of your
like
shoulders.
The front of my shoulders, I have 2 goldfish, and they are they're in the colors of Danchong, which are the that's the decoration, like the painting, that's the name for the special paintings that they do on temples and the palaces. So if you haven't seen pictures of my tattoos, but you've seen pictures of palaces and temples, one of my goldfish is like the reds and the yellows, that really kind of bright, almost like corally, orangey red.
Yeah, I would say it's more orange.
Yeah, and the other one is like a kind of, it's like a greeny blue. Yeah. And they both have a little bit of white in there as well. So yeah, and I love all of them. And I have made a reservation for another one.
I was surprised about that one.
You're surprised by what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I saw it and I really loved it. I love that artist. So yeah, I've, for people listening, I've reserved to get another one in September. And the artist also does like kind of traditional,
there's a lot of not, tattoo artists,
not traditional Korean style, but like they've, it's like
traditional iconography, yes, traditional colors, yeah. There's lots of artists doing that these days,
yeah, and they very also do, they also style. Work in like in that kind of Dantong style, so yeah. I've made a reservation to get one from them, and I really love it. I didn't expect to, because I follow them, so when I see their new designs come up, I look at them and I'm like, oh that's nice, but it's not for me. And then I saw this one, it was on their ad, actually they put a sponsored ad on Instagram, and I saw it and I was like, oh, I really love that actually. So
they can check back on your Instagram in September.
Yes. In September.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. So I have,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, we did an episode on tattoos, you talked all about,
yeah,
tattoos.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I think season one.
Can't remember. Yeah. It was, yes, it was the, because that episode you talked about tattoos and I talked about funerals. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So one of the episodes in season one is all about tattoos and funerals.
It's our metal
Korea.
Episode.
Yeah. It's true. There you go. Good one. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you want one in Korea?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm super picky about my tattoos. I'm super picky about my artists. Uh-huh. And I have to know, like, that it has some special meaning. So I have like a million ideas in my head, but none of them are perfect enough for me to get one yet. Right. And also, like I said, I need to find the right artist.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Totally understandable.
Probably
when
this year.
When it's on your body forever and it's harder, much harder and more expensive to get off than it is to put it on. Yeah.
Yeah, I would never take off a tattoo even if I regretted it. Yeah. I think, you know, I just cover it up or cover something. It up, yeah. But I will get one.
Cheaper and less painful, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think people who remove tattoos, it's something hateful a lot of the time, or it's like they maybe don't want tattoos,
yes,
anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't have an issue with tattoos. So.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Give me one. I need to drink again.
All right. Okay. We're also in a low gear here. I've never been to...
No. Wrong.
Huh?
Never have I ever.
Oh, never. Sorry. Never have I ever been to... I've never been to the South Coast.
Oh yeah, I've been
never been
to the
South Coast
multiple
ever.
Times.
I've gotten the closest to the South Coast that I've ever been, and I don't consider Busan as the South Coast, right? You don't.
Oh, that's absolutely the South Coast.
It is.
Yeah, but you're talking like Namhae.
Yeah, I'm talking
but
about
Busan.
Not Busan
is literally the southern.
It is.
Korea.
Yeah, that's true.
It's yeah. I've been
except Busan. I've never been to the South Coast.
Ooh. Didn't you go to Suncheon?
Yes, but I didn't go to the actual beach. I've never been to the sea. I've never been to
oh,
the sea.
Oh, you mean
on
the sea?
South. Yeah.
Okay. Because I've been to Suncheon.
Because I just about saw the sea, but I've not really.
Yeah, I've
consider,
been to Gojaedo.
I wouldn't say I've been to.
I've been to Gojaedo. Yeah, I've been to Tongyeong. I've been to Yeosu.
What was your favorite?
So I think Yeosu was the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeosu was so different from other parts of Korea, and there's so much to see and do there. I had a really hard time with the seafood, honestly. The people in Korea, like, they're very into their regional dishes. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, there's so much seafood in Yeosu. But I think Tongyeong, because it's more inaccessible, like, you kind of have to have a car,
yeah,
and drive from Yeosu. It was so special and beautiful,
yeah,
and, like, more natural, so
yeah.
Tongyeong was my favorite.
And speaking of Tongyeong, that's where the mother of pearl inlay lacquerware is from. Like, that's where they say the like we were just talking about that's where they say like the masters are.
Oh,
the
maybe
masters
the masters.
Yeah.
You know, unpopular opinion, and I'm not going to go into this, but I think Gul J is slightly overrated.
You think so?
Yeah.
Monty, don't listen to her.
Oh, yeah. Monty's from there.
Monty's from Gojedo. Oh, look at your aunt dissing your hometown.
I'm just saying I like it.
He says, I think Gul J is overrated too because someone dumped me on the street there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
Okay, next one. Never have I ever said something offensive in Korean by mistake.
If I have ever.
You didn't know?
I either didn't know or okay, I've 100% blocked it from my mind. But
I've done it in Chinese, but not in Korean.
Nothing comes to mind right now. I cannot think of anything.
Okay.
That fair. I might have said.
Fair game.
Cool.
Then neither of us drink.
Awesome. You ready for another one?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. Oh, I don't have any. No, I'm not ready. I don't have any alcohol.
Whoa. Oh, flip it. Okay, that makes up for all of the shots that she's just poured herself one to the brim. That makes up for all the shots that
accidentally
poured me.
I wasn't like, woo, I want
to
get
it's hard
drunk.
To stop the bottle. Okay. Never have I ever been in a car accident in Korea that involves another car. Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's the drivers are pretty nuts here and no one really follows the rules 100%.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I've been in a car accident that my idiot boyfriend caused, but like yeah. against a wall because he fell asleep.
Right.
But never, like, we've never hit another car.
No,
you never mean, I've had so many situations where a car almost hit me.
Yeah.
Like, literally more than I can count. Yeah. One time, a car, I was crossing at a crosswalk, and it drove past the crosswalk, and for some reason decided to back up, but it didn't look behind them, so they hit me. And I freaking, like, I was wearing boots, and I, like, kicked the back bumper.
Mm.
I was like, I'm screaming.
That's not your fault.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think when I was ever with him, I got into an accident, like, with another car.
I just remembered I've been on a bus that scraped a car, but it wasn't the bus's fault. It was the woman who drove the car.
I've been on a bus that got in an accident.
Yeah, she crossed right in front of a bus that at a time that she should not have, because the bus was coming. It was her fault entirely.
Do I have to drink that?
I was going to say, do we have to drink?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have to drink.
All right. We got some in the water. I don't have any.
A bus that I was on hit a car. It was her fault. She pulled out and I had to get off the bus and I was really annoyed because I had plans. And that's it.
I
did recently.
We didn't have to get off the bus because
cheers.
The woman was like
very
they just
gentle
took,
because mine's high.
Oh yeah, they just took each other's details and then she left because it was her fault and we were a bus full of people going somewhere.
I saw a taxi driver hit a motorcyclist right in front of me, guys, like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh yes, I remember.
It was insane. I was running around the highway picking up all of his stuff and I don't even want to, let's not talk about this.
Okay.
It's too depressing. He's fine.
The reason I asked that was because I feel like if you haven't, you're lucky. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Like, guys, I'm gonna say right now, like,
car incidents are common
wise.
Here. There have been
taxi
so many times
so
where
fast.
I've nearly gotten into incidents here. Yeah. But you know what I realized recently is so my first couple of years here, I used to despise taxi drivers and the way that they drove because they are nuts. Like the way that they drive here, not all of them, but a lot of them, especially at nighttime. It's so fast, especially when they're on the highway.
It's
so
empty.
Fast. Mm. But it's like ridiculously
fast. Oh yeah,
fast.
It's like totally, totally dangerous. And
so
illegal.
Dangerous. But these days, when they drive fast, I'm like, yeah, man. Go on, hit the gas.
I'm usually drunk if I'm in a taxi late at night, so I feel like I'm gonna barf.
Yeah,
I don't,
true.
I don't.
Yeah.
But if you need to go somewhere,
actually
is,
now
like,
these
woo.
Days I kind of appreciate their speed. I'm like, yeah, cool, go on.
You're
like,
becoming Korean.
It just suddenly hit me the other day. I was like, this guy is driving, kind of crazy, and I'm okay with
He's
it.
Getting me where I need to go.
Yeah. Efficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that cool. you or was that me?
That was me. I said it. I did it.
Was that your last one? No.
No, that's not my last one.
You have one more, right?
I have, yes, one more.
All right.
One more.
One more. Never have I ever. Oh my God, I've done this. Oh. Well, I had a drink, spilled my coffee everywhere in a coffee shop. I did it with you, that strawberry latte and that tiny little white is not there anymore. And I got it all over his white lace curtains.
I remember
everything
that.
Was white. The tablecloth was white. The chair was white.
Yes, I remember.
He was saying it was okay, but the look in his eyes was like, it's not okay. Just because of the coffee shop culture here, I realized I never see people really spill their drinks, which is kind of amazing because I go to coffee shops all the time and they're always so busy. Have you ever spilled your coffee all over yourself?
No, I haven't. I've never done that.
Oh my God, I love how I wrote one for you and I did it.
Not in a coffee shop. Does that count if it's not in a coffee shop?
No, because I'm thinking
like out in public.
The embarrassment of
No, I haven't. I have tripped up the stairs while holding in one hand, it was at work, okay? I was so excited, I think, because I was like running up the stairs because I was so happy. I like wanted to get back to my desk and eat it. I was holding tiramisu in one hand. And so you know how the tiramisu, it's all like kind of mushy anyway. And then on top, it's got the cocoa powder.
Yeah.
I was holding tiramisu in one hand. And in the other hand, I was holding cold brew coffee that I was going to put milk in, so I hadn't put any milk in it yet. It was like the cold brew concentrate that you then mix with water or you mix with milk to make the full coffee that you drink. And so it's really dark, like basically like coffee syrup. And I tripped up the stairs while holding tiramisu and cold brew coffee concentrate, and I was wearing a white shirt and it went all over me. And I think I managed to half save the tiramisu, but the cold brew was everywhere. And the worst thing was I was so angry after that, because at the same time that I got my white shirt dirty with coffee, I then didn't have any cold brew coffee to like turn into a real coffee. I'd lost half my tiramisu and I had cocoa powder all over me, and I really bashed up my shin. My shin hurts so bad. It's on these marble stairs at work.
So
it was really sad.
I tried to get you sad violin.
It was
music.
Because of my slippers. And you know what I did? I threw those slippers out that same day.
That's a very emotional thing to project onto a material item.
But they got dirty and they were just super baggy anyway. I got rid of them.
Going back to our conversation last week about our horoscopes, the thing I just said was such a Virgo thing.
What did you say?
So that's a very emotional response to put on a material object. My eyebrows raised.
Yeah.
Which, as if I don't do
you
the
say,
same exact thing.
You say
thing.
To the emotional Pisces.
Yeah. But I also do the same thing. It's also true. Me being like, wait, you're not self-reflecting, Allison. No. I would do the same thing. Oh. Well, that sounds worse than
No, because it was in private.
And everything was right. And white and I had a strawberry latte.
Yours was worse. Yours was worse.
Well, you know what? Pink curtains look fine.
Yeah.
Hit me with the next one.
You know what? It's gone now anyway.
That cafe is gone. So you know what?
Next one. Last one. Okay.
Last one for Hannah. And then I got one more filling up our shot glasses.
I have... never. Sorry.
My God.
Oh, wrong every time. Never have I ever been presumed to be a sex worker.
No way.
No, I never have I ever.
Are you kidding me?
I've never.
What about me screams sex worker?
A moment. You know when...
I guess I need to do my shot.
Okay. You know when... You have been
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, even the question, are you a Russian, is an implication.
Exactly.
You never got asked if you're
Russian. I've
never
had that question.
Wow.
Mm.
You also have blue eyes, so like...
Green. Wow. How dare you?
Your eyes are... not green
my
like
word.
Mine.
Did you just hear that
there was
sneeze?
A guy outside who sneezed really loud.
Monty woke up.
Guys, go look
that.
At a picture of Hannah and then look at a picture of me and tell me which one of us has more of green eyes. Compared to my eyes, you have blue eyes.
Mine are... they're blue-green.
Yeah, but they're more blue than they're green.
It depends on the light and it depends on if I've cried or not.
Listen, you look...
I've never
just
said
as
I have
Russian
blue eyes.
As me.
I've never, yeah.
My point
I mean,
is,
it's
you
true.
Look just
it's,
as Russian
it's true.
As me.
It's true.
I'm drinking this shot.
It could be the brown curly hair, the fact that it's curly and not straight, that kind of...
I'm going to give you two stories.
Yeah.
Oh, it was outside of KFC. Yeah. I was waiting for my ex, probably ex-boyfriend. and I was waiting there.
Yeah.
Like, just waiting for him. Old guy comes up to me. Hey, you want to come have fun? No, I'm waiting for my boyfriend. Are you sure you're waiting for your boyfriend? Wriggles eyebrows. Yes, I'm waiting for my boyfriend. He walks off. He walks about 10 feet. I can see him. He, like, turns around, looks at me. But I'm, like, looking at him because I'm thinking, like, you're a creep, man.
Yeah.
He sees me looking at him. So he slowly saunters backwards 10 feet back to me. And he's like, are you sure you're waiting for your boyfriend? And I was like, I'm absolutely waiting for my boyfriend. And then in Gangnam, it was pretty much the same conversation. It was like, hey, girl, want to come spend the evening with me? So that was, like, yeah, more obvious. And I was like, no, I'm waiting for my friends. And he was like, oh, your friend. And he, like, kind of rose his eyebrows. And I was like, no, yeah, like, my friend.
Yeah.
And he said, he was like, I think he said something along the lines of, I can offer you more than your friend is. And I was like, my friend's offering me nothing because it's my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had it happen. I've had
so many stories, but we just don't have time.
I had
a taxi driver one that was straight up creep.
I've had creepy old men say stuff to me, but I've never had any of them presume.
You have?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of one.
The market.
At the market.
Yeah, right? I've had an old man do this thing where...
I told my friends about that this week. We were sitting on campus drinking.
Okay.
And he didn't even know a Korean friend. He didn't even know that was...
That was a thing? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like an old thing.
Yeah, right.
But there's this old thing that people used to do, like guys used to do, men used to do.
Maybe women.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. Maybe people used to do.
If
they wanted to sleep with you, if you shook their hand, they would like poke their finger into your hand.
They would like wiggle their finger onto the palm
of your hand like that.
With a handshake. They would go for a handshake
exactly.
And then wriggle their index finger.
And I had
palm.
That done to me.
After I gave him my money.
Yeah, after Allison bought something.
Allison. That was weird.
Allison. Oh yeah, sorry. After Ali bought something.
I'm not just sorry, it's my name.
You bought it. You were buying something.
Yeah. Oh, but he was talking about you the whole time. It was kind of like after I was starting to pay though. So then I was like, crap.
Right. He was already creepy, like talking about our body shapes and stuff, and like he made this like grabby.
He said something about your boobs.
Yeah, he made this like grabby motion, you know, when you're like you're kind of making that kind of motion about like grabbing boobs and he was And yeah, it was pretty gross.
Blech.
And then he poked my finger. Not my finger. He poked my hand and I was mortified.
Yeah, you were like, we were like, we got to go find a bathroom.
Yeah.
He said you needed
to
like wash
I had to go wash my hands and I could still feel it like hours later. Like even now, if I think about it, I can feel it.
Don't buy anything from Dongmyo because it might be that guy. No, yeah. That's not fair. That's not fair to the people who work in Dongmyo.
I also had a guy on the subway. It's not like it wasn't creepy, but it was a weird question. He was quite a nice old man. Like we were just chatting and then he was like, where are you from? And I said, I'm from England. And he said, why are you not wearing red lipstick?
I've had the worst one though. That guy with the hospital note.
The hospital note?
Oh my God, we don't have time for this.
Do it. Just do it.
Really fast, I was sitting on the train. Guy, super weird, like rainbow clown outfit comes in, right? Of course, sits right next to me.
Okay.
Plenty of empty seats, sits right next to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks at me, looks at his backpack, decides to pull something out. Tired doctor's note written in English.
Oh, yes.
And he hands it to me and he says, can you please translate this for me? And it says all this information about his penis size, girth, everything. And I look at him and I'm like, you want me to say this in Korean out loud? And he was like, yeah, I can't read English. And I went, you freaking pervert, I'm not reading this. And then he starts laughing hysterically, gets up and gets off at the next stop.
You should have read it out loud to him in Korean.
I should have screamed it and I should have made the size like super small.
Yeah. You should have been like,
less
you have a problem.
You have a micro penis.
You have a problem with your penis.
You went to the doctor for it.
Yeah.
It turns out you don't have one.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm joking.
Okay.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
I'm getting tipsy too. So
you are?
Good thing we're cutting this off.
You've got to get me for this one.
Let's just drink our final shot anyways. Never have I ever been miserable on a trip in Korea. I feel like you have, though, that really cheap $10 trip you went on. But you were miserable.
I wasn't miserable then. No, actually, because the... Wait, hang on. Let's do this shot.
I've never been on a trip in miserable.
I think I've been miserable at times, but I don't know if I've been miserable on like a... on like a intentional trip, like to
it's
a
like
place.
I told you, it gets worse the more
actually, I have been miserable...
Oh.
On a trip in Korea.
Oh, we're ending this on such a sad note. But yeah, tell I know. Story.
I think it's more just like a... It wasn't miserable as much as it was just like... I think we both just needed space. Like, I went to visit a friend and they were probably tired from work and I was tired from work and I was staying in their small apartment. And then I went to visit a friend in another city so that she would have some space and time for herself because I'd been visiting her for like... a good while, like a few, like nearly 2 weeks actually, that I was staying on her. And you know how small the apartments are when you work for these hagwons.
Yeah.
Tiny, absolutely tiny. It's like you have enough space for your single bed and then there is like the space of another single bed like on the floor. And that's about it for some of these apartments. And that's what hers was like.
Mm.
And so I think...
Do
like,
I know this person? I'm trying to
you've
give
never
you a
met them
with
in
my
person.
Eyes. Oh,
you've
okay,
never met
okay.
them in person. But yeah, I think we were both pretty miserable with the situation. I think it was just like, you know, when you love someone, yeah. but you also just need your space. You need your own space.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a friend who stayed with me in London and like we never stayed together before. And she was a pig, you know, like I love her.
Yeah.
But it was so hard. You can't kick them out.
No. Right.
So you're just like, oh, right. man. But it irritates you.
Yeah. And then as well, like, you know, like she was here, like living her life. She was working and she was just living like normal. And there I was having a bunch of fun on holiday. So it's totally, totally different. So, yeah, I've had like miserable moments, but I wouldn't say I was miserable.
And it wasn't because of Korea.
It wasn't because of Korea and it wasn't because of her. It was just because.
Situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, to take away from that story.
I've never been miserable on a
trip in
Korea.
You need to come to Korea because you're never.
You're never gonna be sad here. No.
Wow, Wiz has one of the country with the highest suicide rate in the world. Okay, yeah. This is too depressing.
Yeah,
guys.
I was gonna think of another one.
You can't. Someone's coming.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We literally don't have time.
Yeah, we don't. What's your
my friend's picking up her
tell
socks?
All right, tell me.
That's
okay,
true.
Quick, right? Three. Very quickly, like quick fire.
You're taking
three
a long
of your
time to say
favorite
quick fire.
Things about Korea.
Okay, people.
Yep.
Style.
Yep.
Architecture.
Ah, okay.
Go.
Oh no. Oh.
Quick fire. You like food.
Food. The coffee shops.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm surprised by my choices.
Public transport.
Architecture?
Yeah.
But I do. It's true.
Yeah.
Public transport.
Chungno. I love Chungno.
We're just going to like
I'll
keep
just say
going Chungno. Into 100.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
There you go.
And I'm tipsy and I'm glad that I didn't get as drunk as I did in the past two seasons.
Yeah. I'm fine.
I can't even listen to
because you only
episodes.
Ate a salad today. That's why you're tipsy.
Yeah. I also did the whole shot every time. So it might be
hitting
me.
I did
fast.
As well.
You did a couple half shots in there.
No, I didn't.
Party boo.
I drank them in
halves.
You're
a little bit more tipsy than you know.
Maybe I am. I'll listen back to this and I'll be like, what?
Okay, before we go, give me your best evil laugh.
Wait.
We're going to end on this.
Wait.
That was almost evil.
There are so many different ways you can evil laugh. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be good. This is the weirdest way to end. I have such high expectations. I'm going to close my eyes. Everybody listening, close your eyes.
I need to like move the microphone away.
We don't have time. Our friend's coming to pick up the sock. That was so good. You really are a witch. That was amazing.
There you
are
go.
We going to end on that? Give me a laugh and then end it midway as I'm laughing.
Okay. Ready?
They have to tell me type of laugh.
Give me your best. Okay. Like, you cannot stop laughing. Like, it absolutely side splitting.
Okay, but you have to stop it in the middle.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys.
Tell me something funny.
This
is so hard.
Yeah, right? How much does the chimney cost?
How much?
It's free.